It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN. We are in Cleveland, Ohio at the Republican National Convention, and Mark McKinnon from the Circus, Showtime's most excellent future Emmy Award-winning series. I have no doubt about it, Mark.
We love the show, and good to see you in person.
Hey, I feel like we're kind of having a reunion here, although we've never met each other, but
yeah.
we're old friends.
Exactly. So let's talk. All right, so now, last night, it was the big roll call of states. And we were just talking about this. You had cameras all over the floor, right?
We did. It's such a colorful pageantry, a picturesque sort of event that people associate with conventions. You know, they hear the roll call and they immediately think about the conventions. But it's never really been shot in an interesting way or filmed in an interesting way. I mean, there's so much. It's such a rich visual thing.
Right.
So we deployed 7 different cameras last night. And it'll be what we call the cold open of our show on Sunday night, and I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, and you also get all that crazy theatrics too. The fine people in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, I mean it's the animal state or the sports state or the dwarf state.
They promote all their tourism.
Yeah,
their attractions.
Some weird thing that they want to.
Totally. Alaska was actually very rich last night. I thought they were spending so much time telling us about how they're the home of energy and the home of beaches and the home of snow and the home of this.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot to actually know the rules about who they could put into nomination. Who they couldn't, right? Because they actually did have, they had delegates that were seated that they had to actually count not for Trump because the suspended Rubio and Cruz campaigns were suspended, not closed.
Mm-hmm.
So those are still active delegates according to the Alaska Constitution, which Sarah Palin personally wrote.
Right.
So that's how that went.
It's pretty exciting out there on the floor, though. You're right.
It's cool,
it's amazing,
right?
To see how the different states represent.
It is. It's a very kind of, you think about American democracy and politics, you think about these conventions, and that moment is a very iconic moment.
Mm-hmm. So you worked on campaigns. You worked very closely with George W. Bush. I want to know what you think about this Melania Trump flap. Is the media keeping this too alive for its own good?
Well,
a story?
It's such an unforced error. I mean, it's the kind of thing that, you know, When I looked at the Trump campaign, one of their assets that they talk about is that we're nimble and we're quick because we don't have, you know, layers of bureaucracy and the sort of infrastructure that you have to most campaigns. But it's that infrastructure that saves you from those kind of mistakes. I mean, that's just 101. I mean, you've got somebody who vets the speeches, and they didn't have somebody to vet the speech. So two problems there. One, you didn't just have the fundamental mechanics in place to save you from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they could have made this a 30-minute story rather than a 48-hour story by just getting to the bottom of it quickly and determining that it was this, you know, it was this staffer and she did it inadvertently with no ill intent. Great. You could have just done that an hour into the story and killed it then.
Right.
Instead, we had like 8 different versions of what happened.
Not the messaging you really want to be in the first 2 days of your convention.
You know, and they stepped on their story. This is the conventions are a 4-day opportunity for you to get out your message in an unfiltered way, and they killed one of the 3 days. I mean, it's the best opportunity you have to frame the election, and they killed one whole day.
So, Mark, the dig has been from the other side is that this is appearing disorganized, that they can't even know how to handle this, and how are they going to handle being in government or running the? Do you think that's fair to say that, or is
yeah?
Would you say this convention, based on other ones you've gone to, this is more chaotic?
Yeah, but of course, but that's what appeals to a lot of Trump voters and appeals to a lot of the rank and file, and they say what they don't want to see in a convention is what they've seen every other convention, a bunch
right.
of political talking heads, and so the fact that it looks different and seems a little chaotic actually doesn't bother a lot of the Trump base.
And political correctness has been decried by a certain type of conservative base voter for a quarter century now. Right, ever since the word politically correct became into the jargon. And so by him calling it and defining this very specifically about that and fighting against it, I mean, it certainly does whip up the base and build the wall. Although it's very interesting because Daryl Issa is now walking back the wall. Daryl Issa told the Chicago Fox affiliate today that when he says build the wall, that's code for fix the immigration system. He's not really going to build a wall.
Right. Yeah,
so Daryl Issa is trying to go rep because he's got a bunch of people that, you know, he's got to run for reelection, right?
Yeah.
And so they, especially on the House side, they're all up for reelection. So they just want to make sure that they have enough, I guess, theoretical distance or plausible deniability or something to get away from this.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I, you know, there's so much to so much that's different about this convention, but one of the things was last night is that you had two icons of the Republican Party, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, on stage, and they both got booed.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, so that says a lot about the kind of people, the kind of delegates that we have that are just not typical from years past. It's right. A different kind of a puzzle out here.
There was some talk that there might be some kind of conciliation with the Bush family here, whether Donald Trump reaches...
That hasn't happened that we've heard. How about you, Mark? Have you seen any sign of that?
No. I think one's painting. I think one's boating.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that answers that. But I suppose there is a possibility that he will say in a speech, he may mention them in his address, in Donald Trump's address, or Donald J. Trump. We learned that you have to call him that because that's what his wife calls him. That he is, he might kind of throw an olive branch out to them as well by saying he respects the family.
I think it'd be smart to do. I mean, even if people disagree with, I mean, even the rank and file, I think they think that they are a good family, a respectable family, even if kind of their time has passed, which obviously it has.
Yeah.
I think rather than keeping engaging the fight for him to do that, to say, you know, I honor and respect the you know, those who've served before and give them a salute, I think it'd be a good move.
Yeah, well, they got to build the tent here, right?
Because
it's a small tent right now.
They got a little campfire right now, and there ain't no tent. It's raining.
It's raining.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you make of the kids, all the kids being up there?
Well, one thing that I will say is that one of the most interesting characters that I intersected with during the primary campaign was Donald Trump Jr. I met him in Elko, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of winter, and it was his first time out that he'd ever gone out on behalf of his father as a surrogate.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize that at the time. We just kind of bumped into each other in the middle of nowhere. And we had this, I had one of the most engaging conversations and interviews that I've had on the circus. And he was interesting. He was compelling. He was authentic. You know, and if I hadn't known, I never would have guessed that he was a Trump. You know, he was just a likable guy and really articulate. And you know, it's a... being a surrogate in a presidential campaign, it ain't an easy deal.
No.
He got up there, and he blew away the crowd. I mean,
they loved him here last night.
They did
love him. And on television, I thought he came off a little smug. I mean, I just think there was a touch of that I was reading. Yeah.
Yeah. In a billionaire family.
That's part of the confidence, you know, they had.
Ivanka has said that, you know, hey, if the people who aren't on board yet, these Republicans that are still holding out and not supporting my father and not unifying right now, well, they're not going to be part of the future of the party. Do you think, is there this sort of like, hey, we're going to freeze you out sort of message, and can they really do that? How do you see this all shaken out before things
I think they need to modulate that message a bit to say, you know, it's just a, you know, we're it's a new coalition, but the coalition should include, you know, everybody from the past, and we got to expand the tent, but we got to keep everybody that was there in the tent too.
Mark, that seems like an important thing right now if you want to win a general election, right? But some of these states, if the election were held today, I think Trump is tough to beat right now because Hillary's had such a terrible week.
Yeah,
right?
I sat for 5 hours. I had one of those weird things where I just, for reasons that are not interesting, got seated right behind James Comey at that hearing, which meant I couldn't go anywhere for 5 hours to the bathroom. And also, you can't, like, do any facial expressions.
Right.
You're, like, on TV for 5 hours behind the FBI
director. Very aware of that.
But it was fascinating to watch. He's such an interesting guy, and it's some of the best testimony just from a kind of a performance that I've ever seen in Congress. But the thing that was clear that was, the summary was, okay, she's not indicted in a court of law, but she's indicted in the court of public opinion.
Right.
And he laid a hammer to her. And by the way, at the end of it, not a lot of people saw this unless you actually watched the hearings, but one thing he said that was kind of caught my attention was he got asked a question about whether or not they were investigating the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And he kind of went, I can't really talk.
Can I comment on ongoing investigations?
Yeah,
Whoa! No!
Okay, well, email's over, but here we go for, you know, a whole new ball of wax.
All right, what are we going to see on Sunday on the circus on Showtime?
Well, it's going to be, it'll be all about this convention. And our whole goal all along has been to show, to put you in the cockpit of these campaigns and to put you in the cockpit of a convention. So conventions like these campaigns have these really interesting characters and players, and you know, we're down in the bowels of that thing, and we're like catching Paul Manafort as he comes out of his office, and Donald Trump Jr.
sweating bullets, sweating blood out of his hairline.
Yeah. He's kind of an Iceman, but you just get a flavor of who these characters and players are, and it's all pretty interesting.
He's got, actually, every time you see Paul Manafort, he is just muttering Chris Cuomo's name under his breath with an F word, because those two, it's making Chris Cuomo's career going after him every morning, hammering.
I don't get is why did Manafort go on today after yesterday?
I don't know, but I don't think he'll go on tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think. What was his response this morning? I saw what Cuomo said.
He tried it again. Cuomo said, just tell us it was a mistake. Just all you have to do is tell us it was a mistake. Just say it's a mistake. Say you were wrong. And he's like, well, no, that was it from her heart. Those were the words of her heart. And they're very common words that she used. Yes, they are words in the English language, although they didn't always sound like they were, but they were. And that was it. All right, the great Mark McKinnon. Thank you so much for stopping
great
by.
Great to see you all in person.
Nice
we'll see you
too.
Next week in Philadelphia.
Fantastic. Yeah, we will.
Let's do that.
Let's wire it up again in person.
Here we go. We'll kick it. Let's kick it hard.
Kick it hard.
There he goes. Mark McKinnon. Go watch Sunday night, The Circus on Showtime. Don't have Showtime. Get Showtime just for this. Pay or get someone else's password, although that's not a federal crime.
Can't encourage
you don't
that,
want to do
but
that.
It's worth it.